Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Sikhi Mahiti. Sikhi Mahiti was an orison considered to be one of Mahaprabhu's most intimate associates and one of his personal branches, who lived in Purushottam Kshetra. He was a servant of the Jagannath deity with the title of Likhan Adhikari, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.10.42. Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur explains that this was a temple secretarial position, mainly responsible for publishing the annual ephemeris known as Matala Panji. Ragalekha Kala Keliao Radha Dasyao Purasthitao Tegneya Shikhi Mahati Tatswasa Madhavi Kramat. Sikhi Mahiti and his sister Madhavi Devi were previously Ragalekha and Kalakeli, two of Srimati Radharani's servants, as in the Gaurganodesh Dipika 189. Sikhi Mahiti was a great soul, noted for his great compassion and his pure heart. Besides his highly qualified sister Madhavi, he had a brother named Murari Mahanta or Mahanti, who also had strong faith in Mahaprabhu. Their devotion to him was spontaneous and unwavering. They never forgot Mahaprabhu even for a moment, and the Lord also poured down unlimited affection to them. Lord, this is Murari Mahati, the brother of Sikhi Mahiti. He knows nothing other than your lotus feet, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.10.44. Murari and Madhavi became Mahaprabhu's devotees before their older brother. However, much as they tried to persuade him, they were not able to convince him that the moon of Vrindavan had become incarnate in Sri Gaurasundar. In this Anubhashya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has described how Sikhi Mahiti finally came to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The following is a summary of his account, which is based on Kavi Karnapura's Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahakavya 13.89-109. One day, after his younger brother and sister had spent some time trying to convince him of Mahaprabhu's divinity, Sikhi Mahiti dozed off. Towards the end of the night, he had a dream in which he saw his brother and sister looking upon the lotus feet of Lord Gaurasundar and telling him to wake up. Startled, Sikhi Mahiti opened his eyes and saw that his siblings were indeed before him. The wonderful dream had inspired ecstatic symptoms in him, and his eyes were filled with tears. He ecstatically embraced his brother and sister, who asked him what was the reason for his joy. Sikhi Mahiti saw their wonder, and in order to put their minds at ease, said to them, "I have just had the most wonderful dream. Listen to me. Today, I have finally become a believer in the glories of the son of Sachi, Sri Gauranga. In my dream, I saw Mahaprabhu taking darshan of Lord Jagannath in the temple, and as he was doing so, he entered into the body of Jagannath and then came out again. He did this over and over, and I can still see the Lord doing it. Am I still dreaming?" The Lord of unlimited compassion, Gaurasundar, called me by my name and then embraced me with his long arms of unblemished beauty. As he recalled his dream, Sikhi Mahiti became overwhelmed by devotional ecstasy, whereupon Murari and Madhavi asked him to accompany them to the temple to behold Lord Jagannath. As they entered the temple, they saw Mahaprabhu standing at the Jagamohan gazing upon the deity. They started to cry tears of joy and Shikhi Mahiti saw his dream come to life before him. Then Lord Gaurasundar embraced him, saying, "You are Murari's brother." At the Lord's touch, Shikhi Mahiti fell into an ocean of ecstasy, and from that time on, he forgot everything else but the Lord's service. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrit, Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Narahari Bhakti Ratnakar all describe the extent to which Shikhi Mahiti was dear to Sri Mahaprabhu. The Lord joyfully met Swarup Damodar and then Shikhi Mahiti and Bhavanand Rai, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.1.130. All the devotees joyfully came forward to meet the Lord, and he gave them an embrace of love to each one of them. Amongst the devotees who were there were Kashi Mishra, Ramanand Rai, Pradyumna Mishra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Vani Nath, Shikhi Mahiti, and others. As in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.16.253-4, Shikhi Mahiti is mentioned as being present at the meeting of Bengali devotees with those of Puri in Chaitanya Bhagavat 3.8.60. Shikhi Mahiti and others said that it was time to go and take darshan of Jagannath Dev, as in the Bhakti Ratnakar 8.237. Shikhi Mahiti was one of Mahaprabhu's 3.5 most intimate devotees. The Lord accepted Shikhi Mahiti's sister as one of Radha's friends. In the entire world, there were only 3.5 devotees who were so worthy. They were Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramanand Rai, and Shikhi Mahiti. His sister was the half person, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.2.105-6, as excerpted from Sri Chaitanya, His Life and Associates by Srila Bhakti Ballabh Tirtha Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.